Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord, our Savior Jesus the Christ. Indeed, we are his people. The text for today is from Matthew, the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 31. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So far the text. Your fellow redeemed, my name is Tony Pittenger. I am a pastor of one of our churches out in Washington State, also Bethany Lutheran College, class of 1989. Now, that makes me an old man. I'm older than some of your dads. And like other old men, I am at war with the squirrels. Now, my particular enemy is the western gray squirrel, those that eat the seeds that I put out for my birds. They dig up the bulbs from my flower pots. They chew even on my deck in order just to get at a single seed. They destroy everything within their reach. They are gluttons. And so I run at them. I bark and snarl at them. I do. I keep buckets of water on the deck to throw at them. I throw rocks at them. They are essentially tree rats. They are bush-tailed vermin. And yet they keep coming back. Even when I'm there relaxing on my deck, that natural animal instinct, that insatiable desire for food, they'll eat more than they need, more than their fill. They come back. They risk their lives for that food. And since it seems to be a natural animal instinct that drives them, I doubt whether they're capable of any higher thinking than that. But if they were, if those squirrels were capable of higher thought and of critical thinking, surely they would be jealous of my birds. I think of them as mine. I've taken on a sense of responsibility for them, feeding them. I buy seeds for the chickadees and juncos, the towhees, the nuthatches. I mix up nectar for the hummingbirds. My hummingbirds stay all winter, which means some mornings, what we would call really cold mornings, I have to warm the nectar because it gets a little icy overnight. I buy peanuts for my jays and my crows. I've even got a little signal that I've developed, a certain tune that I whistle, and they have learned to associate that with peanuts. So I whistle, and the jays will come in from the tree line, and the crows. One crow has followed or found me half a mile away at church, hoping that I had peanuts in my pocket. Sometimes I do. Now let me tell you, doubters, cynics, sarcastic wives, they will roll their eyes at this kind of talk, especially in disbelief when I tell them that I know my birds. I hear their calls. They hear my whistle. I even know some by name. There are two male juncos with a female, that's Hector and Paris and Helen. Two of my jays are called George and Susanna, after a favorite composer and his favorite soloist. Now, some of you students are laughing, chuckling to yourself. Maybe you have a dad as nutty as I am, or a grandpa. You might have more than one professor here who is as fond of his birds as I am of mine. And the rest of you maybe are chuckling at this crazy old man who's invaded your chapel this morning. But dear Bethany students, My love and care and concern for my birds, the lengths that I go to, the expenses I gladly shell out, it pales, it fails in comparison to the love your Heavenly Father has for you. Consider how the life of unbelief is similar to the life of the squirrels or some other rodent. I don't call them my squirrels because I don't see them that way. They exist in a worldview that seems to be built around self. That is so much like a life of unbelief. The Gentiles, that is unbelievers, they grub about this life like the squirrels, desperately risking their lives to satiate what? Their own human appetites, even driving themselves to early and premature deaths. Your Father in heaven knows what you need. And so, dear fellow redeemed, do not worry. Cast your anxieties on Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Be strong and courageous. Should the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, the Lord of hosts is with us. He has written your names, the names of all His children, in His own book. He has even inscribed our names on the palms of His hands. Jesus Christ, God the Son, became incarnate, became human for you. Think of that. God did not take on the nature of birds to save them for all eternity. God did not even take on the nature of angels when they sinned. But though you have amassed a debt of sin and guilt, shame which should imprison you for all eternity in hell, or which should have you spending this life exhausting yourself to secure some kind of different eternity, working nonstop, pilgrimages nonstop, to secure your eternity. God the Son took on your nature, became incarnate to suffer the punishment in your stead, in your name. He has paid for it all. He has made peace between you and God. Think for a moment how your Father in heaven dotes on you. Sun and rain, seed and harvest, spring, summer, winter, fall. This is His creation to feed you. And He dotes on you in other ways. Your family and your friends, even your romantic interests. Someone in your life that makes you consider maybe not living a life devoted all to yourself. A life devoted to someone else. Those things are gifts from your gracious Father in heaven. And work to be productive, to contribute, to solve problems, to serve neighbor. Work also is a gift from God. When He created Adam and Eve and gave them their minds and their muscles, He gave them work so that they could use them. You also, He's given you your brain, your brawn, so that you can show love and mercy and concern for others in your vocations. Every good and perfect gift really is from above, coming down to us from God the Father. He even knows your name. He knows your unique features and your traits because you are His. Your fellow redeemed, consider the birds of the air. Your Father in heaven feeds them, and are you not of much more value than they? In Christ, His Son, your brother, your Savior, you most certainly are. His kingdom, His righteousness have all been given to you. God help us to seek first those things and to live in the truth of who and what we really are. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us rise for prayer. Lord God, we so easily become anxious and concerned about many things, things which have no eternal value, even things that are detrimental to our salvation. Assure us, we pray, through your holy word, that you know what we need and that you will provide for us in love and wisdom. May your birds of the air and your care for them be for us feathered lessons against our anxiety and worry, things with which the world is so caught up and even trapped in. And may Jesus' cross, his death and resurrection for us, be your sign that we are worth far more than your birds. Teach us to seek this, our righteousness, and to pursue it as the one thing most needful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll remain standing for the hymn. May that grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.